Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing, Chanester?
I'm fine, and you?
Well, Hashem, everything is good.
Yeah, fine.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in reading and saying the Ana Bator. Ana Bator. Gedulat Shemincha Batir Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutaf Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagveinu Tacharenu No Fresh iron, Sintet Nun. Nagi or Dorshe Yehudha Givavat Shamayim. Nun Gimogalad Yud Kafshin. Barhem Taharem Rachame Sitkacha Dami. Amen. Betet Reish, Saditav Gimel. Tasin Kadosh, Biro Tucha, Nael Adata. Et Kuf Bet, Bet Nunayan. Yahid Geet, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushatah, Yud Gimelamet, A Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea, Talubo, Shin Kufav, Zadiyutav. The letters of the month of Tevet, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, the astrological sign of Capricorn. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria of 72, which connects us to the Sephirah of Chokmah, of wisdom. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. And we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for that purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Vechanun Ech Apaim Veral Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Notze Awon Wafesha Vechata'a Ve'nakei. We're now going to read the various verses that connect us to the various years, starting with this year of 5777, the year of the goat, the year of the wake-up. There are two verses that connect to that energy. One is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. The first letters of these words can be parsed into three Hebrew words, Tzatz Ki Ach, and that translates as appear like brothers. The final letter of these words can be permutated into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which is translated as a sea of tenants. These five newly created words newly created names of God are all connected to this energy of the year 5777, the year of the goat. Another verse that connects to that energy is through the fact that the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed in the verse. And that verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Hadivaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. And now we're going to read the two verses that connect to the previous year, the year of the pause of 5776. The first of those two verses is from 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Racha kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit Et kol ha'olot vayechasum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha yad yitzkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishre levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me He 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 Aka Re Ka Ha. The second verse that connects to the energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba'adonai yohewahe adeyad ki biyah yohe adonai yohewahe tzur olami. There are three verses that connect to the energy of the year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse we will read connecting to that energy is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol ha-machavoyiyam Asher yidchabei sham ushavtem Eilai el nahon Wehalati item V'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third of the three verses is also from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayom. And the verse from 5774 is only one verse. That energy of that year is peace in the Middle East. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakan tachta v'lo yirgaz Od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. and the 72 names from the Sadduqim. And the Sadduqim who left during this year, who left this day, the eighth of Tevet, which starts this evening and will be all day tomorrow, these Sadduqim, this particular day, many people fast or give tzedakah because this was the day that the 70 translations of the Torah into Greek were revealed to the king of the southern region of the Alexander the Great's empire when it was split into four different groups. But the names of the Sadduqim who left today: Chayamushka, who was the wife of the sixth Chabad Rebbe. And there are many women in today's generations that are named Chayamushka after this very righteous tzaddikah. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class, tonight's handout, is a Zohar class available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column. When that page opens up, it has a list of all of the parashiyot. We are in the week of the Vayigash, and we're going to be reading from section 3, starting with Pasuk 23. And we'll start with Lashem Yichud. Lashem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bitfilu Erkimud, Hilud, Hilu, Erkimud. Vayachda l'shem yud he bavav he. V'yachuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayahi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei adeinu konenehu. Rabbi Yehuda Patach Weyamar Kine Cham Lachim No Adu Da Yehuda V'Yosef Begin De Harvayhu Malachim V'Yit Karibu Da Beda Leid Vachcha Ba Tar vayhu kachada begin de Yehuda itarev beya ovin yamin wachawa arev legabeya diavo beya bahai alma uvalma Tiyate v'yalda itkerev kameya di Yosef itvachcha imeya al iska de binyamin tila lemechewe b'nidu b'hai alma uvalma Tiyate kedaa anochi e'erbenu Miyadi tevachshenu im loha Leavi, Kol Hayamin Behai Alma Uvalma Diate. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda began the discussion with the verse, "For the kings were assembled. These are Judah and Joseph, who were both kings. The two of them came together to dispute, because Judah became surety for Benjamin and pledged himself before his father in this world and the world that is coming. He therefore came to argue with Joseph on account of Benjamin, so he would not be banned from this world as well as the world that is coming. As it is written, I will be surety for him. Of my hand shall you require him. If I bring him not to you and set him before you, then I shall have sinned to my father forever in this world and the world that is coming." My commentary. If you are familiar with the story, this pasuk is clear as it is written. Judah is king of Malchut, and Joseph is king of Yesod and Zeranpin. When they approach each other, it is to unify or to come to be in conflict. Learn this well. Conflict leads to binding. The tool binding by striking is exactly this kind of paradox. Pasuk 24. V'yalda ki hine hamlichim noadu avru yachdav itragizu kachada vidragizu dabida begine ad vinyamin maketiv hema Ra'u ken tamahu mifhalu nechpazu rada achazatam sham lechal inun dahawo tamam. The translation. Therefore the kings were assembled, they came on together. Means that they quarreled together and were angry with each other because of Benjamin. Then it is written, as soon as they saw, they were astounded, they were affrighted, they rushed away. Fear took hold of them there, of all of them who were there. My commentary. The Zohar explains that Judah and Joseph were angry with each other. Was this anger real or an act? On Judah's part, it must have been an act based on fear. Joseph must also have been an act due to the balance of the story. The other brothers, the observers, could not know that the argument was an act on both parts, and they truly were frightened of the power of Joseph and the concern about Judah. Pasuk 25. Chil keyo leda begin dahawo dachalin lekatla ulit katala bekola begineya devin yamin. Teha Yosef is Daban, Beginea, Di Yehuda, Itaved Meavo, the Hashta Itarav, Beya Bevinyamin, the Dachel Dila Yat Aved, Ugin Kach Vaigash. Elav Yehuda. The translation. and pain like a woman in travail. For they were fearful lest they would kill or be killed on account of Benjamin. For Joseph was sold by Judah and was lost to his father. Now that he became surety for Benjamin, he was fearful lest he would perish. Thus it is written, Judah came near to him. My commentary. Could this mean that Judah came near to Jacob rather than Joseph? A woman in labor has truly severe pain, and thus the Zohar is explaining that Judah was in a similar pain, that of giving birth to his father, if he could only release Benjamin. This is my perception of this translation. Pasuk 26. Gamar ki hine amlachim no adu. Tayu davi yosef tiaz damnu li tvacha. Taim da li tvacha. Tarvaihu kahada. Begin de Yehuda hawa melech yosef hawa. Melech v'tar v'ayhu atu kachada leit v'acha. Da'im da'al binyamin v'da'al binyamin da'amar. Ki ne hamlachim no adu da'yuda. Yosef is damnu leit vacha da'inda leit vacha tarvayu kachada begin de Yehuda hawa melech vayosef hawa melech tarvayu. Atu kahada leit vachada imda da al binyamin veda al binyamin. The translation. Another explanation of the verse, the kings were assembled, is that Judah and Joseph came to debate with each other as kings. They met to discuss the one with the other, the one about Benjamin and the other about Benjamin. Rabbi Ashlag is telling us that this paragraph is redundant and the explanation is continued in the next paragraph. And my commentary is essentially as Rabbi Ashlag has indicated, and no comment is necessary at this point. Pasuk 27. Ki ne hamlachim amar Rabbi Yehuda razadim emnuta ha'akad ha'akad dri'uta ishtakach v'kishura itatar kachada kedein tirein al min mit kasran. Please, Damnan Kahada Dali Aftaha Otsara Vidalalahta Umi Gnash Fagawea Ukdain Kihine Hamlachim. No, I do. Tirein almin kadishin alma ila'a. Fi alma tata'a. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, the king's alludes to the secret of faith. the nukva for when desire was revealed and union adorned in male and female. Both the male and female worlds were joined together, the one, Zeranpin, to open the treasure, to spread it, and the other, the nukva, to gather and collect, to collect plenty within it. Then the kings were assembled, they came in on together. Both worlds, the supernal world of Zeranpin, and the lower world, the nukva. My commentary. When Yehuda comes close to Joseph, the two worlds come into unity. The male world is Zeranpin and connected to Joseph. The female world is Malchut and connected to Judah. Pasuk 28. Avru yachdav razad mila. Pichad midchabaran kachada. Kedain avru yachdav. Begin de kochi uvin de alma lait avran lait pas kaf ya admit habiran kahada kediktiv be over al pesha be ad avru yachdav. Avruinun chovin itchaparu. Begin de hakidin kol anpin nechirin vekohovin itavaru. The translation. They came on together. Also past. For no sin in the world is atoned for until the male and the female are united, as it is written, and forgives, literally passes upon, the transgression. And also they passed together, the sins passed, because with the illumination of unity, all faces shine and all sins are atoned for. By commentary. This pasuk is explaining what happens when a sinner does teshuvah. The worlds unite, light is revealed, and all is forgiven. All is returned to its original state, that of light. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Chiyayo Amar Raza Da Batikuna De Karbana Ihu De Hakad Karbana Itkarev Vekola Mistapkin Vekol Had Vechad Kitka Chazeleya Kedain it kashar kola kahada vikolan bin nahirin vikishura kharishta kah vikain amlachim no adu vizdam nu kahada le kapara al hovin. Lea avara alayukdein hamlachim no adu veit kashran shachada avru yachdav leamhara kol anbin ulmechewe kola reuta. The translation. Rabbi Chiya said, the secret of this verse applies to correction through offering. For when a sacrifice is offered, everyone receives their provision, each according to what he deserves, and then all is joined as one. All faces shine, and one bond prevails, namely one union. Then the kings were assembled to atone for transgressions and make them pass away. When the kings were assembled, male and female, and were connected, they passed together. Namely, they atoned for their sins, so as to cause all faces to shine and make all of one accord. My commentary. Do you think Teshuvah, which was created prior to creation, replaces animal sacrifice? Pasuk 30. Hamarau came to Mahu. So dinun malachim ela ilen marehon. The dinin dechedva bilhon limevad. Ahudina it pachtu aleya. Ukein kad melachim as damnu tarvaihu biruta. Chadakidain hama rau hahu reuta. Ditrain almin kain tamahu nivchalu. Nechpazu begin de kulu mare de dina it kafyan umit avran me alma velayachle beshalta uktein mitavrin ki umechon me avrin. Shaltan Hon. The translation. As soon as they saw they were astounded, he asked, could it be that the king saw and were astounded? And he replied, not they, but the accusers, who delight in executing justice according to orders they receive. When the kings were assembled with mutual wishes, they saw the wish of both worlds, male and female, and they were astounded. They were affrighted, and they rushed away, because all the accusers were subdued and passed out of the world, for they cannot rule. Both their existence and their government were then interrupted. My commentary. Please realize that this is another view of these verses and the verses written in the first pasuk in this section. Pasuk 31. Rabbi Elazar Amar Ve'yegash Elav Yehuda Mem Tet Yehuda Begin de hake it's the rich. Pihu arav kada ki av decha arav. Et hanar viraza de mila Yehuda vi Yosef. Hake it's the riku leit karva kahada begin de Yosef. Ihu tzadik Yehuda Ihu Melech v'yalda v'igash elav Yehuda begin bekurva Dilchon de'it keribu Kachada garam kama Tavin le'alma garam shalama, v'kulhu shivtin, garam shalama, v'nayhu giram, l'yakod itkayayam, rucha dileya, kada avatri, ruach Yaakov avihem, v'alda karivu, shtedaim da itzterich, v'kuhu sitrin, v'elavetata. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, then Judah came near to him. Why, he answers, this is why, is the question, and he answers, this is how it ought to have been, for he became surety, as it is written, for your servant became surety for the boy. The secret is that Judah and Joseph should have approached each other simultaneously, because Joseph is righteous, namely the Yesod of Zeranpin, and Judah is a king, namely Malchut, the Nukva of Zeranpin. Therefore, then Judah came near to him, because their coming together produced many benefits for the world, resulted in peace among all the tribes, peace between themselves, between Judah and Joseph, and caused the spirit of Jacob to revive, as it is written, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Hence, their joining together was needed by all sides, above and below. My commentary. Remember, the actions in this world both reflect the reality of above and cause the reality of above, and the reality of below to become mirror images of each other. That is what is being said here, without verifying which is the cause, since once light is revealed, the cause does not matter, and the effect is unified with the cause. That's the end of this section. Does anyone have any questions? Our classes, Saturday night at 6 o'clock, will be Havdalah. This, all times that I will mention are West Coast times. Saturday evening, Motzi Shabbat, 6 o'clock, is Havdalah. 7 o'clock is a Zohar class on the Parasha of Vayechi. 10:30, Sunday morning, we will study about Shovavim, the mischievous child, a period in the calendar, the Hebrew calendar, that is very usually not well known. At 2 o'clock, West Coast time, our basic class five on binding by striking. Everyone is invited to review that tool, as it is well needed during this month of Tibet. Monday at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock is an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock is a Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, questions and answers. Thursday at 4:30 is a advanced reincarnation class, and at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class. I remind you that there is a fast day on for the 10th of Tevet, which is this coming Sunday. It starts Motzi Shabbat. And the fast is a sunrise to sunset fast. It's not a 24 hours fast. But to make the fast easier, it's recommended to utilize the meditation for an easy fast as given to us by the Ari. Are there any questions?
Hanukkah, I have a question.
Go ahead, Carmen.
I guess I got a little bit confused. Is there not a fast tonight and all day tomorrow also?
There is for some people, if you wish.
Okay.
You need to understand what you're fasting for.
Yeah.
And remember, it's not recommended to fast. And tonight and tomorrow is, again, it's not an all-day fast. It's a sunrise to sunset fast. There are only 2 days in the year that we fast all 24 hours. Those are Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. All other fasts are sunrise to sunset fasts. Any other questions? You're welcome. Any other questions? Everyone have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Have an easy fast if you fast tomorrow, or an easy fast if you fast on Sunday. Shalom to all.
Shalom.